Blog Talk Radio.
Hashtag Saturday, by the way.
Saturday.
I woke up from a memory, still lying here next to you, watching you as you're dreaming. The dreams I thought I knew, your smile shows the reason. I watched it all come true, your touch is cold and dear.
Part of Blog Talk Radio. You're with the team of voices, and we are a poetry group that resides on allpoetry.com. So if you want to follow along with what the heck we're doing, best to go to allpoetry.com, get a free account, wander across to the group of team of voices, and you will find me, AP Taylor, but not at the door, because that's usually Deborah Lee. But Deborah is not with us tonight, because she's just not. And so we have a big shout-out to Deb, and hope that you're feeling okay and well and things are okay in your world, and we will catch up in the next day or two. And that voice that was singing and playing the guitar was none other than Shout Even Shy, the best, I think, the best single export from the Faroe Islands since fish and seafood, which is what Faroe Islands do a lot of. And since there's only 50,000 people in the Faroe Islands, you don't have to, you know, be that spectacular to do well, but Shout Even Shy is just spectacular, full stop. She's back on the site, which is magnificent. So, a lovely person. So we say hello to Shout. And then the person, though, that wrote the lyrics to that is none other than my co-host, Jay Hatter. Hi, Hatter. How are you?
Just fine, AP. I'm doing okay.
Excellent. Well, then Hatter decided that a good... So the theme for tonight's show would be laughter. I decided that a good theme for tonight's show would be fly spray. for some strange reason. And Hallie actually wrote about both. Hallie, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very, very well. I'm very excited that you managed to combine the two themes for tonight, so thank you for doing that. We then have a couple of other callers. Hello for Zippo. Who is that, please?
This is Stephen. Hello.
Hello, Stephen. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Yeah, no, very, very well. And I did notice your poem on the board, so we'll come to that in 2 seconds. And then we have 907. Hello, 907.
Hi, AP.
Hello.
Liquid damage.
Linda, how are you?
I'm on a lot of pain meds, so my interaction tonight is going to be minimal. I told Allie I would come on and listen to her poem.
Okay. Well, look, that makes. I'm just glad you're here, Linda. You don't have to be dancing and screaming all over the place. If you are here, that is wonderful. So thank you for calling in, and thank you, Allie, for calling in, and thank you, Stephen, for calling in. And Stephen, of course, I know that you will be on a time crunch, and so I am going to grab your poem as we speak and put it up on the theme of the board. And thank you, Ali, for telling everybody what hey it is what we're doing on the board, by the way. That was much appreciated. And Stephen, I have a flea bomb with a short fuse up on the board for you to read.
Yes, indeed. This was inspired by probably my favorite episode of The Office, when there's lights in the office and Dwight had a nice grenade that goes off kind of quick. But I changed it to a flea bomb. And so I think this brings the fly spray and the laughter in the same one, I hope. So, yes, I call it flea bomb with a short fuse. While explaining directions of use, because coworkers are so obtuse, I dropped the damn flea bomb, went off far too headlong, and my brain is now full of that juice. End poem.
Really? Wow. Well, you know, that fly spray stuff, it's actually meant to kill, Stephen. And I know they're small critters, but it's got to have something in it or it wouldn't kill them, you know? And so I'm sort of thinking, you know, you get a whole heap of that stuff kicking through your head, it's not going to do you a great deal of good, you know, just quietly. So I haven't seen a lot of American Office episodes. I've lived on the British episodes, which are just wonderful. But I am going to go to Hatter for a short comment on this limerick. Hatter, did you want to say a few words?
Definitely be bugless. You know, it's a funny thing about flea bombs or bug bombs. If you've got somebody that's never done it before, tell them when they fire it up, they'll act like it's a grenade.
Yeah.
They want to roll it back into the room behind them, you know.
Yeah. They're like a grenade. They really are. They're quite intense. Thank you, Hatter. Now, Ali, had the great pleasure of dealing with a flea bomb, or hopefully you have not.
I have not, so I actually said, well done, Steven, a show I have never seen that made me smile. Does smiling count as laughter?
Yes, it does.
I think it does. I think that works for me, Alex. Well done. Now, Steven, I know it is late and you have been on the radio for hours upon hours. Did you want to give us a sense of what's coming up on A Poetic Slice of Life?
Sure. Monday is our next show. Mortuary of Shadows, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. It is our true crime episode. We are going to be looking at Dorothea Puente. Lady looked like a nice little old grandma, but she took people in, killed them, and cashed their social security checks. And that's at 7:30.
How you doing?
And yeah.
So why not? Why not?
Indeed.
So, sounds fun. So, thank you, Stephen, for coming by and dropping the bomb and then disappearing stage left. It's much appreciated.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.
Okay. Have fun, Stephen. Talk soon.
Okay. So,
I'm sort of tempted to do one of my things next,
Hatter. Yeah.
And we've got a couple of SoundClouds.
Okay.
You could go bigger. We've got a couple of SoundClouds on this. We've got R.S. Morris and we've got Titus. So we've got some, you know, we've got nice SoundClouds, by the way. But I'm tempted to do mine next because the thing about fly spray, Hatter, and Linda, and Ali, is that in Australia, it has the longest-running television commercial. I'll say that again. An ad for fly spray has the longest-running television commercial. And
wow.
It started
interesting
in 1957. So we are talking 65 years this campaign has been running on television, which is not a bad effort, just quietly. And it is, of course, the wonderful, if I can find it, Louis the Fly. It's Louis the Fly is the campaign. And Louis the Fly is basically this fly that buzzes around and makes a horrible noise, and it's done in a cartoon character. And Louis the Fly then gets hit by the spray, and sort of that's the end of the world for Louis. And then the sort of pitch plays with the can of Mortein. So this is for Mortein fly spray, a 65-year campaign, which is just ridiculous. And it, if I can actually find it, is a record in Australia. No other campaign has actually gone longer than Louis the Fly. And it is in the National Sound and Film Archive. That's how long it's been going. And so that's sort of strange in all of itself, but that you could have a fly spray sort of sitting in the National Film and Sound Archive, but you do in Australia. And the interesting thing about this campaign is that it was only the second advertising campaign ever done, and it was done by a South African who had just landed in Australia. And the name of the person who did this campaign was none other than Bryce Courtney. Now, Bryce Courtney became known later on as a very famous novelist. He wrote The Power of One, which sold 9 million copies in Australia and is constantly referred to as one of the top 100 books in Australia. And so Bryce Courtney, as an advertising executive filling in while he was waiting to become a writer, actually designed one of the most loved characters in Australia, full stop. And he's often said in Australia that he's better known for Louis the Fly than he is known for The Power of One, which became a very, very high-grossing film. So he sold 9 million copies of Power of One. He sold about 20 million copies of his books, which is quite remarkable. That all started with, of course, the advertisement for fly spray and Louis the Fly. So there you go. That's my story for the day, Hatter, that fly spray actually spawned the longest running television commercial and the most loved television commercial in Australia. They tried to kill off Louis the Fly about 10 years ago, and the people said, no, you're not allowed to. They rose up in arms and said, we want the fly. So it's a strange, strange thing, but there you go. Fly spray, the longest running commercial, and 65 years. So there you go. Now, you may not have heard of Bryce Courtney, but he's a very famous author. Now, after all of that, Ali, I was going to go after my story about, you know, the wonders of flies and stuff, was that I was going to go and get your poem from the board. So give me one moment
okay.
while I go and get it.
Sure.
So bear
it's
with me.
It's funny, actually. So I called, I was talking to Linda, and I was like, hey, Linda, you know, Deb's going to listen to my poem. Is it okay if I read it because your name's mentioned in it? And she's like, yeah, go ahead. And I didn't ask Deb if I could mention her name in my poem. And Deb's not here, so we're going to do it anyways.
We're going to do it anyway. Right. So it's up on the board. Laughter
okay.
and fly spray, whether she likes it or
better
not, it's going to be on the air now.
Better forgiveness.
That's exactly right, Linda. When in doubt, go for it, I say.
Yep. The girl was full of laughter and smiles. As for once, she felt truly accepted. The girl felt relaxed, calm. The girl felt calm, like lavender relaxes you at night. Calm like a dog makes you feel after you cry, when the dog is licking the tears off your face. Calm like the weighted blanket allows you to feel. But then suddenly, someone sprayed fly spray. The girl started freaking out. She didn't like the mist it left in the air or the scent. She felt like she was stuck. She couldn't really make out the words to say, I'm overwhelmed, but she knew she was. Eventually, she escaped to her bedroom, and she cried and played with her fidgets until she heard Deb and Linda saying, it's all right, Allie. Calm down a little bit, doll. It's okay. And then the girl went to bed with sweet visions of dancing flies in her head. She even let out one soft giggle, because flies dancing is a pretty funny sight to see. I think very literally, sitting me flies dancing would be a very cool and happy way to fall asleep, especially since I don't sleep well at night as it is. I sleep better after an Team of Voices show than I do normally without a show. And so I leave the reader with one question. If you came across someone in a similar situation, what would you tell them? End poem.
Yeah, no, very nice. I would tell them to go with the fly spray, and I would tell them to think about flies dancing madly around the spray, which seems to happen with the way I do it. So, you know, the flies seem to get somewhere near me, and then they dodge, like, you know, little sort of fighter planes, and sort of go and, you know, get away from what it is that I'm doing. And it's interesting, because the whole reason this came about, Ali, because obviously fly spray was, you know, a common poetry topic, was that I was looking at my newest can of fly spray, and it had two nozzles. Like, it had two ways to kill the fly, you know, like two sprays coming out. And I thought to myself, oh, God, we're going down the path of multiple spraying fly spray. Now, if I'm a fly spray company, it's a great idea, because you're using twice as much, right? But, you know how we started with one blade on a razor and now we've got 65? You can't pick up a razor without there being, like, you know, this forest of blades on it that makes it go closer. And I thought to myself, my God, that's where we're going with fly spray. Before I know it, there's going to be this can that has, like, five nozzles on it. So you can't possibly miss, but you use all the can, you know. So I sort of thought about that as I was reading your poem. And since Linda was mentioned, I'm going to go to Linda for a comment. Linda?
Yeah, Allie, I loved your poem. It was very sweet. But your sense of humor in this is very good.
Thank you.
I really liked it. Yeah. The one about to think about flies dancing would be very cool and happy way to fall asleep. I think so too, to think of flies dancing around. Do you think they're very happy or they're on their way out because they're dancing from the bug spray? But anyway,
yeah.
Allie, very cool poem. Yeah.
Thank you.
So good job, sweetheart.
Thank you for that. Linda, well done. Good job. And I'm just going to pick up the phone because there's another caller. Hello to 70. How are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing, EP?
Mr. Wayne Jett. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. The ball game just ended. And Kansas is playing North Carolina for a championship.
So
that's about over.
Well, that's going to be a big one. So, well done. Thanks for joining us. And Hatter, did you want to make a comment about Ali's piece about fly spray?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had
dreams of flies dancing. That's pretty funny. What are fidgets?
So they're like, how do I explain it? They're, that can like go in like your hands that like you can twist around and they're supposed to be calming, but most of them just end up in my
comfort.
Mouth. Comfort. Though.
Yeah, I get it.
I
get it. So, thank you,
Adam. I'll send you a picture after the show. I'll send you a picture.
Okay.
No, perfect. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
I am going to go, Pat, to the wonderful world now of your poem, Ali, because you've started us off down the fly spray path. And that's important, as well as laughter. So let me go now and find the poem by R.S. Morris, because he's actually sent us a SoundCloud, which is kind of cool, really, and we've got a couple of SoundClouds, and so this is a poem by R.S. Morris called The Day I Saw a Snail Drinking Water, obviously. It's a where prompts take people.
Hatter, can I send you a message on AP on our poetry?
Sure.
Okay. And then I have to go. Is that okay?
Yeah,
thank you. That's what it is. Thank you for joining us. It's been lovely to have you.
Thank you. Have a good night, everyone.
Have a good evening. Okay. Thanks.
I will have
thank
to leave you guys.
Thanks for coming.
Take care, have a good night.
Thank you. Okey-doke.
Thanks, AP.
Not a problem at all, Linda. Thank you. Thanks for dropping past. Okey-doke. So, Anna, it's you, Wayne, and me. Meantime, I am going to the top of the videotape, and I am going to play R.S. Morris. Here we go.
I've always been cynical. Used to live grand, now in squalor. My outlook on life changed since the day I saw a snail drinking water. Election's real or not? The street's an avenue of slaughter. I don't even care anymore since the day I saw a snail drinking water. Finances a mess, hair uncombed, changed from pajamas, I don't bother. Shoes untied, holy socks, I'm not upset, since the day I saw a snail drinking water. Get the Rona or not, blah. 401k gone, stocks in the gutter, roof leaks don't bother me, since the day I saw a snail drinking water. Used to have it all, till I saw the light. Sold everything, became a squatter. Possessions mean nothing to me, since the day I saw a snail drinking water. Care about no one in TV or movies. Couldn't care less about Harry Potter. I don't keep up with current events, since the day I saw a snail drinking water. The little things in life, don't you know? Please give me a dime or a quarter. Nothing in life means anything anymore, since the day I saw a snail drinking water.
To the august notes of Tiny Tim going through the roses in the background. So that's a bit of a throwback and a very, very different poem from R.S. Morris. So well done, R.S. I admire you very much for stepping out of the war poems that you often do bring and putting us a bit of humour up on the screen. Wayne, what was your sense of that little piece?
Well, I said there's nothing hotter than a snail drinking water. I read lots of poems, none hotter, since I saw a snail drinking water. I went to school, no, I'm not Cotter,
yeah.
But I did see a snail drinking water. As far as I got so far.
Yeah, I agree now. Yeah, I think you got the sort of sense of it pretty well, actually, Blaine. I agree with you. Hatter, what did you think of the snail and it drinking water?
the more I heard the line, the in line of everyone, the funnier it got.
Yeah.
Everything surrounded the day I saw snail drinking water. And you got to ask yourself why. Did he win the race? How is he drinking water? Maybe he's just blowing bubbles. See, that's pretty clever, though.
It was clever. The lovely thing, and Wayne, you do this often, is that when you change perspective of something, and you look at it from the sidewalk of a snail drinking water, everything becomes slightly in terms of how it lines up. And I think he did a fine job of actually talking about the truth of perspective. I thought that was kind of cute. So there you go. Now, Hatter, do you have a poem on this august subject of laughter and
Christmas? Yeah, you know what? I don't know what I did with it. Let me check. Let me check here. Check.
Let's get you to check.
I don't know if I put
yeah.
it. I think I put it on a.
Okay. Well.
Page.
I've got one while you're finding it, Hatter. So.
Okay.
I did. You know, with that little story about Louis the Fly. I actually did my poem on Louis the Fly, and I should say. Thank you to Linda, and I know she was not feeling pretty well, and thanks to Ali too. Hattie, you've got a message from Ali, so that's cool. So this is Louis the Fly. We've had the story, now we've got the poems. It goes a bit like this. Flies are particularly annoying as they buzz around your head. They are full of germs and cloying, and you wish that they were dead. They could find a spare place far from you and perch stool, but they fly around your face, so you seek an answer, not cruel. That's where the spray's required, maybe Raid, or here it's Mortain. With ads, Louis the Fly inspired was the top brand in sales scene. Straight from rubbish tip to you went the jingle for 20 years, as flies fell by the wayside tree, by a spray of the can to their ears. End poem. And flies.
I remember Black Flag. I remember
Black
a commercial.
Flag. Yes.
The commercial when I was young about Black Flag.
Yeah.
And it was about I don't know if his name was Louis or not, but they were bugs playing cards in the wall. They were partying in the walls and stuff.
Oh, that's funky. That's
hey,
funky.
Louis.
Well, we just had flies flying, so with you know dirt bits on them and stuff. But Wayne, can you relate to the wonderful world of fly spray?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a raid man myself, and I hate me some flies. Black flag, they just giggle at Black Flag. I spray it on them, they just laugh at me. I watch it Black Flag, they kind of got it weak down. I've tried most of all of them. It's a great poem, about a great humorous poem. I enjoyed it, and you did a good job with it. And you're right about everything you said. It's absolutely right. About the flies. So good job.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you very much.
I can smell it.
Run about with Louis the Fly and the fly spray ads, I say. Now, Hatter, has that given you a chance to go and find your poem, or has it disappeared into the ether like the fly?
No, I think I posted it in the right group.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the team of voice. Oh, you've got it. Okay.
When up is down, and I don't remember how this turned out. I wrote it over 2 weeks ago, I believe.
Well, who knows? That's the thing. Who knows?
When up is down.
You're going to put it up?
Yeah, it should be there in the group. Fresh.
Okay. there? Yep. Yep, it's
okay.
There. Well, let's see.
Okay. I didn't go back and check if this could be a disaster. It goes like this. It began the year that I turned 10. The flies of summer were back again. To pump the can that sprayed the flies, beware the mist that filled your eyes. A term was used I had not known, a term I've remembered as I've grown. To learn a fact that old-fashioned way was not to check the wind as I began to spray. Downwind sounded strange to me. When is the wind down, I thought in complexity. One day it suddenly came to me, before you spray, look at the trees. If it appears they bow to your feet, wait to pump that DDT. There are pleasant things we learn in our days. Upwind is one, before you spray. Take from this a bit of luck. When up is down, you better duck.
That worked. That worked fine. Nothing wrong with that. It was a perfectly sensible poem about making sure you know which way the breeze is going before you put a bloody haze of bloody dangerous crap out in front of you.
Absolutely.
And it's better that all things being equal, that it's going away from you than going towards you. So that makes perfect sense. You know, it's almost like it's a parental education poem. You know, you go through it in prep and you say, you spray something, go make sure it goes in your face. You know, it's kind of fun. Wayne, what was your sense of this piece by Hatter?
I thought this was an excellent poem, nice and humorous. Don't spray the bug spray in the wind, that's for sure. I've tried it, and the buzz ain't worth it.
Nope.
Great poem that you got, Hatter, and I believe they're bored of it. Good job.
Yep. I'm with you. This is one. Completely. Okay, so after that educational piece and a bit of laughter here and there, we do have a piece by Titus, and this is to the sort of more to the laughter end of the fly spray end, I have to say, and that's perfectly fine because, you know, we did have both. Now, this is the comment directed to you, Hatter. You have to come up with a title for next week. Yes.
Yeah, let me think.
Yeah.
Give me a couple minutes.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm telling you now. Yeah, because we've got the Sestina now from Titus, and Sestina is a beautiful old six lines per stanza poem with a very complicated rhyme pattern that sort of goes around and around in a circle, like the last line, the key piece here. And it rotates around like a Ferris wheel. So really fun. So we've got a SoundCloud from Titus on this as well, which is fantastic because nobody does Titus poems like Titus. And this is coming now.
A Whisper of Return, Sestina. Love's frolic is to smell. The breeze would send acquaintance to, with drifts that once down through feelings. From a woman's ardent whispers, sirens sound, the trees with, I love you so. From falling in and out of tenderly, she'd leave erect neck hair to stand on end. Tis with such a quiver, where no end greets having sense, the vernal shiver send, which certainly moved earth so tenderly. Remembered best for making us astound, when if, as one's reply of patience so, arouses would permit our hearing whispers. And if from kisses who for love sends whispers, love is not the means to grieve an end, which left you in the throes of tenderly, when parting asks for you not what's sent. If distance were no distance to astound, then let you know he's missed you so. How close come words when never having so declares I can but give to you in whispers something which you found, and to astound my being there in thought is not the end. relying on the breeze my wish for sends, came through and with it holds on tenderly. Do heartbeats whisper light and tenderly, inviting the unknown when near and so, more hope than does to whisper dust it sends, when leaving for the first the last but whispers back. So in believing not the end, then looking back to find your joys astound. I've not just fade delay for the astound of asking who it is who tenderly excites, that one respite on being ends, to turn around unhappy quietly so, returning of a breeze in that it whispers willingly to know that voice descends. To have astound us turning, did you so move tenderly towards the whispers for another day to end, for love to send?
So that Titus makes it seem very simple and straightforward, and can I just tell you it's not, because the format of the end rhyme and the verses don't usually rhyme, but the format of the end rhyme is set by a particular format, and there's six different types of rhyme at the end of the last line of each sestina, and it's usually in iambic pentameter, which is makes it even harder still. But you know, it starts with the 1 2 3 4 5 6. They tumble into 6 1 5 2 4 3 in stanza two, and then to 3 6 4 1 2 5 in stanza three, just to give you an idea. So they move around, and then those six lines, parts of them are taken to create a final three-line stanza at the end called an envoy. And if you haven't worked that out in terms of what you're doing with your rhyme and with your pattern, then that can completely derail you as well. And none of that derailed Titus, because he's exceptionally good at form poetry. Wayne, did you want to say a few words?
Yes, I did. I never wrote one of these poems in this form. It looks like it'd be pretty interesting to do. He had the one line that's kind of roll past each other and move up and down the stanzas. It's a very good poem. He did a good job with it. It does look complicated to me. I don't know if I could write something like this or not. If I did, it wouldn't be this quality. But he did a great job with this, and I think, as he usually does, he did order on perfection. Great job.
No, I agree with you, Wayne. It's really quite something. I think I've done about two or three of them, and nowhere near as cleverly as Titus, or with the sense and feeling. Hatter, you dropped, but I think you're back. Did you hear the Titus poem at all?
No, I wasn't able to follow. I got booted off.
No. It's all, you might have missed it, but it's all good. It's all good. So, okie doke. Now, I have to ask, Wayne, did you have a poem either about laughter or splice way or a combination of both that you wanted to have?
Mine's kind of a funny. I got a funny poem. It's kind of like an April Fool's joke.
I can't do the SoundCloud though, but I can read it for you, Wayne. But I can't do the SoundCloud because Deb usually uploads them. So
you can upload it, or I can read it either one. Whatever you want to do.
Well, it'd be great if you could read it for me,
Wayne,
because there's a process to put that SoundCloud into the studio, and it takes a few minutes. And even if that was good, I still don't know how to do it. So. Let's get you to pump one up, and Hatter, your topic for next week's your topic for next week's perfectly fine, Hatter. That's fine. That's a fine topic. So, did you want to announce what that topic is for next week?
Yeah, let's just go school.
We're going to go school, okay?
School.
So nice open topic for next week. And, so you may, of course, think about school and its traditional meaning as going to educate, yeah, to send to school. But there's also other meanings of school. For example, you know, to school a horse over riding and jumps. There's also a school of fish, Hatter. So there's a number of different ways and means that you can rock and roll with school. So
absolutely.
A few different meanings.
Quite a few.
Yeah, a few different meanings. So happy with school for next week. So that's the topic for next week. Now, Wayne, I'm going to turn to you. Have you?
Okay.
You have. Got a palm up on the board.
I have.
So we'll leave. We're in your.
Okay. I put the SoundCloud out. I had a big blues music playing behind it, so I'll just go ahead and read it, and it's called Me, Bang, Absurdity. And it goes like this. Picked up my quill after deserved rest. After all, as a poet, I am the best. We're going to enter a poetry contest. I'm the reason it's been held, I guess. Soon I'll be handed the top award. I guess there's a moment to give I can afford. Show my enthusiasm, even though bored. Wonder why I haven't been named that Poetry Lord. The content's about me. No, I'm right. How? When you see me in the spotlight. Everyone knows my poetry's out of sight. It's amazing to me. I don't own this site. It has been years since I conquered the world. I had the best poetry ever heard. To think I'm average would be absurd. If I were a doctor, all diseases would be cured. Some would say I'm a little vain. I think that thought would be insane. There's only glory I should gain. And all I should remember, I am Wayne.
Indeed, all bow to the one, the poet, the man, the name, the crown, Wayne. There you go.
The best word.
Impressive. Yeah. No. When in doubt, you know, it's very difficult sometimes because we don't get to blow our own trumpet enough, and I think you actually put the whole brass section in that poem. So, you know, great on you. Hatter, did you want to say a few words about that poem?
Mighty Wayne.
The one.
I thought that was great. It's like the Mighty Quinn.
A little bit like that. So. No, very, very well done. I was most impressed. I'm sorry we couldn't do the sound class, but the poem didn't lose anything for us quietly.
This is a Papa Thomas point a contest, and I got the gold out of it. He thought it was so funny, he gave me the gold about being vain. So it worked out pretty good.
Oh, there you go. So all I have left is a couple of poems by Deb Hatter. So I'm going to do Deb the honour of reading them for her. The first one is the Fly Spray poem, and this is, again, a very sensible poem aimed at education, which is Do Not Add a Flame to the Fly Spray Stream, and it goes a bit like this. A guy stands with two girls by the beehive, and then the light bulb flashes in his brain. So he grabs the container full of fly spray, then streams poison on the hive like rain. Those bees buzz, filled in rage, and trail him as he runs in circles, screaming like a child. The chick with the pink bick flicks the lighter, squirts bug spray, and flame spreads wild. Flickering flames shoot like a hot blow torch, but the swarm rises over the scorching heat, spirals and backtracks in the hunt for him, with stingers targeting those big naked feet. Flesh pierces like darts and red latex balloons from the arcade kiosk on Honeysuckle Street. That guy falls in puddled mud, butt up, pointed up. The bee crew dives into the flesh pin cushion. Both the girls laugh at the swelling red glutes till he makes them rub the gloves with lotion and palm. Told you it was an educational poem. An educational poem about fly spray. You know, when in doubt, if you've got a lighter, it's probably best not to turn it into a flamethrower. You know, all things being equal. How did you want to comment upon...
I thought this was very clever. Seems the more I struggle, the better she gets. This is very, very well done. Yeah, nice job.
Yep. Well, there you go. And Wayne, what did you think?
Well, you did a great job reading it. I had to run down and feed my cat. People can't get her outside, so I didn't get to write a comment yet, but it's an excellent poem, and I'm going to write her comment here in just a second. But I just ran up the stairs. I'm out of breath right now, so I'm going to have to get up and take a break.
Famously, Wayne, of course, Elon Musk went and sold $10 million worth of flamethrowers to get money for his enterprise years ago.
$10 million.
And they were at $500 each. $500 each, and he sold $10 million worth of them. Yeah?
This is a rich man.
Since then, those flamethrowers have become very collectible. And so if you did pick one up for $500 and you went onto eBay and wanted to sell one, how much do you think you'd get for it? The Elon Musk flamethrower that you bought for $500 2 years ago.
Yeah, being that they're highly illegal, it'd be definitely a black market for it. You couldn't really brag that you had one or decide to use one. I saw the interview with Joe Rogan when he asked about they wanted the business to just did a single item.
Yes.
And he goes, the flame thrower. And he goes, I told them it was a bad idea. And they made like 20,000 of them. And they were sold out. They were sold out within a week.
They were for $500 a piece. $10 million he got. But how much can you sell them for now, Hatter? If you bought one for $500, how much can you sell one for now?
Oh, man. 500, probably $5,000. Easily.
Good guess. Try 20.
One of those
Elon Musk throwers. They're for $500 and they're worth $20,000. Go figure. Very collectible. Anyway, there you go. It was an educational poem. Now, did we get a comment from you, Wayne, about that particular piece?
Well, I got to read it first because I was in a room with my cat and I had this poem with it, but I couldn't read it because I tried to keep up with something doing cat food and everything. So I'm trying to read it right now and make a comment, but I'm not prepared.
No, that's okay. That's okay. It's all good. So I have one more poem, Hatter, and then we're going to stool ourselves off the airwaves. So we've got one more poem to go, and this is the other poem by Deb, which was on the subject of laughter. So I'm going to quickly read that for her. And this is the multiple personalities of a laugh. And it goes a bit like this. If one laugh is like 2 teaspoons of sugar, can it add sweetness to mask the bitter pill, sugarcoating the swallows? Or do you just choke on the cubes? Do you laugh at or with the people you see? And is it the laugh that can make the girls weep like a weapon, laughing as you cringe from the sound? The maniacal laugh can chill the blood. It's the fingernail scraping blackboard laugh. But to laugh with, that laugh spreads all over like light, and it's contagious just like a smile. Laughing can heat the blood too. It's the roll on the floor, belly laugh burning calories. With a laugh on display, eat an apple a day. Just laugh. End poem. There you go. I kind of like that. There's something in that. Particularly the cubic. Hatter, did you want to say a few words about Deb's poem? Because I'm sure she'll listen in.
Yeah, definitely. She's got teaching us a lesson. You got to laugh. You got to laugh every day as much as you can. People that forget how to laugh, their last days are not happy ones. Finding somebody who's lived a nice, productive life, that person laughed every day, I'm sure.
I agree with you. And Wayne, did you want to say a few words about Deb's poem?
Yes, laugh and the whole world will laugh with you. If you laugh, as long as you're laughing, people like you. As long as you're laughing, people are happy.
Yep.
And you want to be a,
yep.
you know, laughter is what will go around. You did a great job, Deb.
I agree with you. Very, very neat piece of writing, Deb. I agree. And I agree with Wayne. If you laugh, the whole world laughs with you, as they say in the classics. Now, Hatter, I have to, before we say thank you to everybody, I have to say I was very, very excited last night, my time, because I haven't written a lot of poems in the last few weeks. I actually sat down and wrote a poem and put it in a Kevin competition that he subsequently cancelled. Go I figure. Don't know what happened there. That poem, and I've got 572 on the site at the minute, that poem was my top-rated poem that I wrote.
Oh, really?
Last night.
Really?
Top-rated poem that I wrote last night. And the thing that's really nice about it is it's a rhyming poem. It's a fully rhyming A-B-A-B poem, and it's still got my highest ranked poem.
All right. Hey, can you send me a link of that?
Yeah.
I can read it.
Do you want me to read it?
If you send me a link, I'd like to look it over and read it. You have to see your highest rated poem.
No, well, I'll read it now before we finish.
Okay,
I got quite excited.
Wow.
So, number one poem, the number five of 572, a fully rhyming poem, what's more, is now my leading poem on the site. It's called Southern Cross. And we'll finish with this. It goes a little bit like this. Waves, they boom as go lashing the basalt, elsewhere carve apostles into sandstone. Curling stalks of grain are destined for malt, next to the bitumen is a collection of bones. Winds here gather from far to the equator, their trails take them past caves and sand, daubed thick with figures, ships and satyr, families of tribes outlined roughly by hand. Wisps as clouds do gather by a coastline, their rains precious upon the scarce soil. The creek hills hoist, swerve as wine, as billies and kettles clanking when boil. Shrubs they bend into crisps embrace, while in Kakadu at dance of the frogs. Red powder layers of the mountain face, ochre memories embraced as fire logs. Vehicles navigate on narrow dirt tracks, and in the city great steel hangers alike. Potatoes still loaded as carried in sacks, scrubbed like a leg if one falls off a trice. And sitting below the nebulas and stars, which gather freshly above us each eve, no matter if by the outback or in city bars, our Southern Cross rises, and we believe. End poem.
I can see why it's rated. That's why I'm... Are you there?
There you go. I'm there. I really like that poem. I sat down,
I did
nothing but a clean sheet of paper, Wayne, and I just wrote the poem. And I was very happy because it sort of just came out roughly like I hoped.
You did a great job. You got original phrases in it. You got original phrases in it that nobody's ever heard before. And you have a good wording and a good balance and it's a good flow and a good storyline. You can't ask for nothing better than that. And a good rhyme. Great job.
No, look, I just like the fact now that my top-ranking poem on site is a rhyming poem. I think it's kind of cool because for years it's been one of my three verse poems. So there you go, Hatter. I finished with a rhyming poem, as we should. And next week we have the wonderful world of school is the topic. And we shout out again to Deb, and we say, Deb, we hope you are... in one piece and well and getting better, and we shout out to R.S. Morris and to Titus for sending us SoundClouds and poems. It was much appreciated. We shout out to Ali and Linda for dropping by earlier and saying hello, and Wayne, it's been a pleasure to have you with us.
Been a pleasure to be here. Pleasure to be here. See y'all next week.
The mighty
and so, we'll be back next week, and Hatter, I'm going to go out with Ice House with my old theme from Ivor Davies and the Crew with Electric Blue, which is a heck of a song, great saxophone solo, a classic 1980s pub rock. And Hatter, you have a good week, and you're in charge for next week when we come back to school.
That's right.
Here we go. All Too Cool for School. And here we go. Here's Ice House with Electric Blue. And we will see you next week for school. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Are you gonna break his heart? Let him cry for
So we will join you next week for school. Meanwhile, get better, Deb, and we trust we'll see you in the next day or so. And a big hello to Samara if you're listening in. Bye, everybody. See you soon.